Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, that's a little Texas blues there in honor of where I am right now in Woodlands, Texas. That's a little ZZ Top, little Texas blues bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas. And Joe Cleary's our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, going back more than 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust since the early days of the Insperity Championship, the PGA Champions Tour tournament that celebrates small business. Where else would I be, right? Golf and small business together. Doesn't get any better than that, does it, Joe?
Oh, never. Never. We're having a great time this week. Our clients...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say our clients absolutely love this tournament. They come out. The professionals are wonderful. The ProLinx staff that puts on the tournament is great. And, of course, you know the Insperity folks as well as I do, or maybe better, and no one puts on a class tournament like this on the Champions Tour. As a matter of fact, I'm in a conference room, and I'm looking at a plaque that says 2011 Champions Tour Outstanding Achievement Award. So wow. It's the number one tournament on the Champions Tour. Yeah.
They love it because they take such good care of them here, and it translates to their customers. Because making the pros happy makes their customers happy who come here to spend time with them at the tournament. So that's what it's all about. So anyway, thank you for all the great work that you've been doing, Joe, and you're part of this tournament too. You've been a part of it, a big part of it too. One of the sponsors. I know you've done a lot of different sponsoring over the years and helping them out with some of their customers. Talk to us, Joe, a little bit. By the way, folks, Joe is president of Harvey Builders, a commercial real estate construction company here in based out of Houston, also offices in Washington D.C. Joe, you've been putting a lot of big deals together lately. You've been fortunate to close some pretty notable, pretty significant office buildings lately, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We've been very blessed and fortunate. We have the best clients in the world.
So, in order to build those. There's got to be usually some financing involved, right? So what are you seeing out there in the area of banking, the banking industry as it overlays the commercial construction industry?
Well, contrary to what we were discussing a couple of years ago, the banks today do have money to lend, and the vault's open. However, before the recession, that money that was in the vault was freely handed out. The covenants on the loans and the debt to equity requirements were very negligible, and so money was freely flowing. And of course, that's the kiss of death. Mm-hmm. So now the bank vaults are open, but the amount of debt that our clients can get from the banks is usually between 40% and 50% of the cost of the project. So the developers have to put up plus or minus 50% of the cost.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
It's very strong, and it keeps the overbuilding from happening, which is a good thing.
But it also prevents a startup, so to speak, or a younger company, maybe with less equity, it prevents them from being able to make those early deals too, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
They're not going to have 50-60%.
Well, it depends on the scale of the project, and I'm a true believer that if you're a startup, then you should be doing startup type projects, and so if the scale is balanced, then the young developers that want to do a 30-story building or a million square foot building, then they're smoking something funny. They should be doing mm-hmm. something in the range that they're capable of doing. And if we balance that, then the economy is going to be much better, and you won't have failures happening all the time. And that's what happened a few years ago, is everything got out of balance. And so things are beginning to get back in balance. Thank God we're not regulating balance, but the banks are handing out money again, but under certain under much stricter
requirements. The trick, though, Joe, is going to be not letting the regulators get so involved that the banks can't actually run their own businesses.
Well, that's very true. That's very true, and that's
what that's the thing I'm worried about. Hey, Joe, I got to wrap it up. Great job today. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all the good work that you do. Keep up the good work, and come back again real soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. Take care.
Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, president of Harvey Builders. That's HarveyBuilders.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off just today from the Insperity Championship in Houston, Texas. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.